Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined with my good friend, Cody Frankel, and Avery Zaretsky will be popping in here at some point soon. He is driving down to Miami right now for his new life in Florida, and he's in some crazy hotel in Charleston, and he's coming up with a million excuses of why he can't join right now, so he'll pop in eventually.
He's busy trying to get his new passport, his new ID for his new life. You know, that Johnny mentioned he's on the run and, yeah, I mean, his bathroom's sinking right now. So let's just send a prayer to him.
And it wouldn't be another episode without a shitty joke from Cody. So we'll just move past that one. Cody, what's going on with you? How's the first week of fatherhood treating you?
First of all, it's week number two. Thanks for being a good friend. Second of all, your hat's gone. You know? And third of all, what?
Isn't it like the first full week? I thought
he
was born like last Monday, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I don't know if it really works that way, but hey, what do I know, bro? No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Okay. So I guess, yeah, I mean, we're a little lost here without Avery right now because we don't know when he's going to join. But, you know, just talking more Rangers, like obviously opening night went as good as possible. I think, you know, top to bottom, a great effort. And we've talked about it, I think, throughout the week. And now that's behind us because this Columbus game, which I didn't have the chance to watch. I saw the highlights last night, but from what I've heard, it was a overall mess just in every aspect of the game.
Well, I mean, we didn't play bad. Like, we didn't, like, the D did not play good, but
here comes Avery.
Our offense was totally fine. It's just, look at this incompetent person. No, my bathroom sinking. All right, we got it.
Cody made the worst joke before, so just so happy you're here.
It wasn't that bad.
Boys, this is the worst hotel experience I've been here 2 minutes and I already hate this place.
Tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, they gave me a key to the wrong room. I opened the door and there was just other people's stuff in the room. So that's how it started.
Would have been hilarious if other people were in there.
Dude, then I go take, long ride, 12 hours, went to go take a dump, went to drop the kids off at the pool, flush the toilet once, bathroom just starts flooding.
In the other people's room?
Did it overfill though?
Did it overfill?
No, it didn't overfill. It wasn't even clogged, dude. I think it's coming out of the back. Like, I'm actually afraid to go in the bathroom right now. Like,
aren't you staying there for like 6 hours, 7 hours?
Yeah, I'm not here long.
But, all right. So, fuck it. Whatever.
But, do you not want to do the show? Like, you good?
No, there's just like a puddle.
Bro, you could leave. It's fine, dude.
Yeah,
fine.
There's just a giant puddle in my bathroom. There's also a crack in my windshield I got to fix. Listen, boys, this is the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
Cody was saying that, why don't you just stop being a broke ass bitch and get your car shipped? And fly.
Because I have a lot of stuff. I'm moving my entire life. Is that a real thing you said?
Why didn't you hire movers, bro? Who are you? Hire fucking movers, bro.
You know how much it costs to hire movers?
Yeah. I've done it many times. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
No, dude. Johnny was actually the one talking shit and of course has to say I did it because
it's fine. It is what it is. What's up, boys? I miss you guys.
What's up, dude? So when do you start? Monday?
I start on Monday. Dude, first
like tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I have not slept.
Wait, do you have to be in the office tomorrow in Miami?
Yeah.
Why did you leave today?
Yeah, are you just taking a nap and like getting back on the road? What are you doing?
You had to watch the Rangers in New York that you couldn't leave?
No, dude. My friends, my family, like they want to say bye. Like I'm leaving. I've been in
New Jersey Thursday and Friday.
You're never going to be back. You're just never going back.
I'm just saying. All right. You guys suck, man.
We love you, dude. Yeah. We love you.
No, but actually, though, like you're moving like a 3-hour flight. It's not even like.
Dude, he's a video producer. No, time management isn't his thing. Stop.
They just said they're just sad I'm leaving. I'm a hot commodity at home.
It was a very poorly planned decision, though.
It just had to happen.
Are you driving straight to your office with all your stuff in your car tomorrow?
No, I'm driving to my apartment first. I gotta put all the shit in my apartment.
So what?
Dude, wait. Where are you right now? Charleston?
I'm in Charleston, yes.
Isn't it like still another 10 hours to Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm leaving again. At 1 a.m. Yes,
that's
okay. Yeah. All right, good on you, bro. So it's not gonna be the best look your first day when you're like sleeping.
Well, no. Time out. I already started. I'm working it better already.
Okay,
I'm 2 weeks in. I started October 4th. I literally was down there last week for a full week.
Okay,
they told me I don't have to come in the office Monday. I'm probably still gonna go in and get shit done, but I started there.
You probably should have started with that before we shipped.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's all right. We're all tired. We're all
honestly
tired.
Our fault for not knowing. I feel like we
I literally well, have not
recently like sending like Slack conversations and stuff or whatever. Or we probably
you know, it probably we probably should have known when he was like sending pictures with like the better background and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
dude, I've been awake for 30 hours. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah. Been there. Trust me. It's not fun.
All right. So we started talking about the opening night game in Buffalo. What was your takeaway, Avery, just that game in general?
They look good. They played as a team. I thought all four lines, the depth was really good. I thought that the kids played well. Obviously, Loft scoring the first goal was great. You did things you just love to see. Igor was showing off like that he's still the guy.
Yeah.
It was a nice reminder of like what our team can do when they play at their highest level, and they look great. They played a team game, which I love.
It was funny. My friend Dan Powers from the Antonetter show called me and was like, dude, how have the Rangers or no, it was my friend Max Coulter actually. He was like, how have the Rangers like not won every year? And I was like, well, dude, the last 2 years, they didn't look like they knew what they were doing at all. Like they just kind of ran around aimlessly. Whereas like it was so obvious to anyone who's watched this team play over the last couple of years that like there was a clear game plan against Buffalo. And not once did they get like caught in their D zone. I mean, the penalty kill where Bonino and Truba and Lindgren like blocked those shots when Mika made the play to Kreider in the shorthanded goal. Like, you know, that was a play where they were hemmed in their own zone for a bit, but like granted again, it's a penalty, but there was not once where it felt like Buffalo was just giving them all the pressure. Like the Rangers pretty much had it under control the entire game.
Yeah, yeah. It looked great. I had no objections about the game. Oh, do you guys get into last night's game or
not? Not yet.
I was just going to say, Johnny, that was actually a really good breakdown. Why don't you go ahead and give us the rundown on yesterday's game too, and then we'll jump in.
Well, I literally said that I didn't watch last night's game, and I think anyone who follows us knows that. Like, I didn't get a chance to tune in. I watched the highlights, but you can't really get a feel for the game from the highlights, I guess, for the
most part. What are you doing, Johnny?
Huh?
What were you doing, Johnny?
I was calling the UMass versus Michigan game, and I actually wanted to ask you guys a question because I've been insecure about it all day. I got so caught up in the heat of the moment. UMass was down 2-0 going into the third. They had a crazy comeback, and on the third goal, it was a one-timer that hit the back bar and, like, went right out. So, no, I was honestly, like, the only person I was like that might have went in. Like I really thought because there was no sound, you couldn't hear the crossbar, and like just being in the heat of the moment, like the building was buzzing. I was like an absolute piss missile from Scott Morrow. Like I said that on the air, and I was like, I don't know if I could say that. Like, what do you guys think of that? Like, I feel like piss missile is kind of a common thing, but it's also not.
It's common, but it's probably frowned upon in the broadcasting world.
Also, if anybody was like listening, I don't know how many viewers UMass gets. Like,
you didn't have to do
stuff,
that.
No. But listen, I was going to say, if you're listening to it, like whether it's on the radio or on if it was on TV, whatever, like I think anybody would just laugh at the word piss missile. Like, I don't think anybody was being like, wow, what an asshole for saying that.
I was really worried last night. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, like thinking like, oh my God, I'm never going to call
it. I woke up in night sweats, just anxiety about it. Like,
no, I mean, it's not like a Castellanos type moment. Like,
no. Fine. I mean, yeah, it's not a crazy saying. It's just something like, you know, I say it like a little bit in my vocabulary, which I probably should get rid of, but I don't know. In the moment, it felt like a really good call also. Mm. I don't know. But
I want to listen to it. You guys send it to me.
Yeah, I'll get the clip a little bit later. So what did you guys think of the game last night? Because everything I saw on Twitter was like total disaster. Don't even rewatch it. Burn the tape. Like
all that. It wasn't like a total disaster on offense. I mean, like I think they played pretty sound offensively. They missed some opportunities, but they had some really, really nice opportunities too. It's just the classic tale of goalie gets hurt, backup comes in, backup owns us.
Wait, Merzlikins got hurt.
Yeah, Merzlikins got hurt.
No, he didn't get hurt. They said illness.
Oh, feeling sick. He was feeling sick in the second they took him out.
Wow.
No, I think the Rangers lost after those two challenges.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They scored two goals and they both got disallowed and it just like sucked.
You were not going to say that. You were totally done talking.
No, I wasn't done talking. I was about to go on a rant on the defense, but
all right. No. I think that they played all right, but at the end of the day, and I got to give a shout out to my buddy Ryan. He put it perfectly. It's like these games, these early games are the games you don't want to play the bad teams because they just don't know that they're bad yet.
Yeah.
They're playing for something right now. Like I bet you if we played Columbus in January, this would be a way different result. We'd probably win the game 6-2.
That was the same thing last year. Columbus came into the Garden and won 5-1 last year and they were dog shit.
Can we like, just talk?
In January, they're not going to have anything to play for. Like, let's call it what it is. Columbus just probably won't be that good in January. Like, that's when you beat up on these teams. Like, right now, they're sky high. And I listen, I could be wrong. This could end up being a horrible take, but
I have to pull up. Team. I have to pull up that tweet.
Me. Like, can we just talk about that girl who held the grudge for two?
That
and
is
half
so
months?
Good.
Like, hasn't talked to me. And I'm gonna be honest. Hasn't talked to me in almost 3 months, and then just drops a tweet at me like shit talking.
She had that saved for sure, but there was
literally in her drafts.
Cody, what were we talking about? Like Adam Fantilli.
Yeah,
is that were the original. Like,
yeah.
Cody kind of just like shit on the city of Columbus like a couple months ago, and this girl, her Twitter is Johnny Jackets defense attorney. Posted a screenshot of the final score and said, "I've been waiting for this one," in all caps.
No, it wasn't even the final score. It was like mid third.
Oh, 5-2 with 3 minutes left. And the quote tweet that she quoted was Cody responding. Here's the quote. "I know you do not willingly live in Columbus and are trying to actually take jabs right now."
Wait, I just don't. I've never seen anybody go at Cody like that.
Honestly, no, the Columbus fans do not like Cody at all.
Can I just say her opinion, no offense if you're listening to this, like, is completely irrelevant because in your bio it literally says Blue Jackets and Leafs fan. So cool. You like two teams in the same sport?
Well, you're a Jets and Giants fan.
No, I'm not. I'm not a Jets fan whatsoever. No. I'm a Jets fan. I said I don't mind the Giants. So if the Jets are out, and the Giants are doing well, like my family, I have family that's Giants fans, I won't root against them. But I'm certainly not a Giants fan.
Sounds like a Giants fan to me.
The Giants fucking suck, let me tell you.
If you don't root against them, what does that mean?
What do you mean? I don't root against the Mets. I just don't care for them. They're, you know, whatever. If the Yankees are doing bad and the Mets are doing good, fine. But
sounds like something a new father would say.
Yeah, fair.
So you're a Mets fan?
I need my son to know, you know,
your son's gonna be a big participation trophy kid.
Yeah. Exactly.
29th place. Here's your trophy. I love that Sebastian bit. All right. So should we talk about opening night, like what to expect for Rangers Coyotes Monday night? I mean, Arizona had a great game against the Devils. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Yeah, 4-3, really, right? Good.
Yeah. I mean,
that's another perfect example.
Nicky Schmaltz.
The bad team. You play the bad teams now. It's anybody's game.
Dude,
but I don't know if Arizona's a bad team. They're a sleeper to make the playoffs. Like, everyone says
they're not a sleeper to make the playoffs.
They're not a sleeper to make the playoffs.
A lot of people have said that Arizona could be one of those.
Maybe three people have said it.
I knew Cody was going to say
it. Dude, I'm pretty sure, like, Anna, our good friend Anna Dua and, like, Pete Jensen. Like,
no, I'm kidding. I don't need you to actually rattle off names, dude. I believe you.
I'm pretty sure they said it. Even Dan Rosen, I think, might have said it, too.
Yeah. I mean, listen. They're on paper, like, I think their team's actually okay. And you know, I just know. I was gonna say,
I'd cut off this finger for Logan Cooley though.
Logan Cooley, sick. No, I was gonna say, I mean, they have talent on paper, but I look at them as like a bad Detroit, in my opinion, and I think they're probably like still another 2 years out.
What do you mean by a bad Detroit?
Like, Detroit was bad. Then, like, Dylan Larkin's been on that team forever. And he's been through the bad times there. They're slowly starting to get better. They got a couple stars. They're slowly improving. And I think this year they have a chance to make a push for a playoff spot. So I think that, you know.
Think Arizona's in year one of that?
I think Arizona's in year one. They have Cooley now. He looks unreal. I think he's going to be sick. You know, they have a couple veterans. Schmaltz had a really good year last year. So did a couple other guys. And I think they'll build on that. And then I think, you know, they'll probably miss the playoffs this year. Next year, they might be like a Sabres type team where they just miss it by a couple points. And then maybe the year after they can compete. But I still think they're a couple years away. I think they will truly be an underdog if they make the playoffs. Like, that is the definition of an underdog.
Yeah, for sure. That's not
also, by the way, you guys shat on me for my prediction for Kreider's point total. Listen, I know it's hard in two games, but he looks great.
Wait, what was your prediction again?
It was high. It was like 70s, I'm pretty sure. Let me see. I know it was high, and I just remembered it was high, and you guys were like,
I feel like we went to shit on 70.
You did, 100%.
Really? Yeah, go find that. I'm curious.
Kreider's?
Yeah, I predicted 75. You guys thought
you 75. I still think so.
You also said Trocheck 68, and Trocheck has not looked good in his first two games. So
he doesn't look bad.
Well, he liked what I said. So.
True. Yeah, he did.
Sorry.
I don't think Trocheck's looked bad, though.
Speaking of individual efforts, I think Filip Hedl is going to be – he might have 30 goals this year.
Yeah, we all said that, I feel like, a while ago.
So, two games in, what are your thoughts based on our predictions and kind of where we are now? It's obviously still so early, but in terms of what you've seen from Lof, Kako, and Hedl, in terms of, you know, who do you think has looked the best so far? Who do you think's looked the worst so far? And who do you think's looked about where they should?
I can only speak to the one game, but, you know, that was one of Lafreniere's top five games of his career, I think, in Buffalo. Like, not only offensively, like, I know he scored that goal, but defensively, he broke up a ton of plays. I think actually both goals that line scored, Lafreniere made the turnover happen in the neutral zone, and the Rangers counterattacked and were able to score. So, to me, Lafreniere in that Buffalo game was, like, not the best player. I thought Panarin was actually unbelievable against Buffalo. But Lafreniere, out of the three of them, like, I was not impressed at all, really, with Zibanejad, Kako, and Kreider in the first game. Like, I thought up until, like, the late second, third period, that line wasn't really doing much, to be honest. You know, Kreider obviously had the deflection power play goal, but I didn't notice him much at 5-on-5, whereas, like, Hedl, Panarin, and Lafreniere, I thought that line was buzzing, like, right from puck drop.
Yeah, they were buzzing last night, too, honestly.
I didn't see the whole game, so I don't
know. What about you?
I mean, at the end of the day, we know that top line's gonna they'll buzz, but it's nice to see, like, a fast start from the second line and the younger guys. I don't even really know if you want to call them younger at this point, but yeah, we know what we're gonna get out of Kako. Lafreniere was just the big question mark, and he's starting off hot, so let's just hope he keeps it up.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the lineup going into Arizona Monday night as you're listening tonight?
By the way, I saw a crazy stat.
I know what you're about to say. The
Lindgren
stat. Yeah. Cool.
I was just going to say before, right as you said that, Johnny, like,
Cody loves saying, I was just going to say.
Okay. Well, anyways,
you named your son that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, apparently.
Bad joke on Avery.
Yeah. And Avery, just go flood yourself in your back.
I honestly don't know where I am right now. Okay. I'm tired.
So what I was going to say was Lindgren is clearly obviously the catalyst for this team. Like we've established, I mean, it's a little almost concerning that when he doesn't play, this team's defense completely shifts, gears. And it almost seems like they're taking a couple steps back every time he's not on the ice. And it concerns me because he's a free agent after this year. So what are they going to do? Because, you know, what are they going to do? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's concerning.
I think they'll make the money work. I think you always make it work for guys that you know you need to keep. I mean, if they do lose him, it's obviously going to suck. But I think at the end of the day, they're hoping that Schneider can become like that kind of level guy. Who knows if he can or can't. But like Lindgren's special. We know that. Like he's got that. He gives Adam Fox the ability to do what he does offensively. And we know Lindgren also has that offensive ability, but he's willing to sacrifice that to give our best defenseman that actual. It's actually funny. I say best defenseman because, like, you think about Fox as like this all-star superstar, but like overall, it might be Lindgren.
My fear is the Rangers are in.
That's
denial.
A crazy statement.
That is.
I don't think
statement.
So. I don't think so.
My fear is that the Rangers like don't realize what they have in Lindgren. Like I feel like they don't realize.
Like night in and night out. Like forget the points because points you can grade a guy based on points very easily. But like if you look at the game by game, like Lindgren's sound every night.
Yeah, but I think you have to give Fox's offensive upside. It has to be a part of it.
Of course, but yeah. I think overall defensively, like who brings more to the table?
Just defensively speaking?
Just as an overall defenseman.
Yeah, Lindgren, I would say.
So Adam Fox is a career plus 91 and Lindgren's a career plus 77.
But okay, so back to the Lindgren point though. Like,
but yeah, go ahead.
I think I have no concern that Lindgren like is going to stay. I think Lindgren obviously understands not only what you know, he does for the Rangers, but what Fox does for his career. Like, you know, had Lindgren not been partnered with Adam Fox, who knows if he's as appreciated as he is. Like you said, he's underappreciated. I think he could be overappreciated for what team he's on. Like Lindgren you know, is a guy who, you know, everyone obviously wants a guy like Lindgren on your team, the guy that blocks shots and a guy that sacrifices his body every night and has some offensive ability, not like the best offensive ability, but he can score goals, you know, in times we've seen in the past. But, you know, I think when you are partnered with a guy like Adam Fox and a guy that he's known for, you know, almost a decade playing together back in the NTDP, like, you know, it's tough to leave that, right? Like, you're not going to want to leave that situation. I think Lindgren will make more money because of, you know, his chemistry with Fox. Like, you know, look at Devontaes right now with Cale Makar. Like, Devontaes, yeah. And I'm not saying Devontaes is comparable to Lindgren. I think Devontaes is a, you know, a better offensive defenseman than Ryan Lindgren is, but there's no doubt that Cale Makar brings out more in Devontaes than Taze does individually. Like, Taze just got a bag from Colorado and a long-term deal because he's partnered with Makar. So I could see that happening with Lindgren as well here with Fox.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I'm really trying to get at is that I think Lindgren has more to give offensively. I think he's just so ingrained in that role of just giving Adam Fox the leverage to do what he wants and be that stay-at-home defenseman kind of deal. Because you see the flashes. Like, Lindgren has some special goals here and there. And I think that he can give more, but I think he's just so used to that chemistry working the way it does that why would he risk what they have built like together?
Yeah. But would you rather? I mean, would you rather Lindgren try to be more offensive and like play with someone else? I wouldn't.
No, I mean, yes and no. Like, I think that Adam Fox and Keandre Miller could be a great pairing, and then if Lindgren can be that offensive guy with like maybe Trouba or somebody else. But at the end of the day, like, the chemistry between Fox and Lindgren is so good. Like, you just don't break that up.
How did Gustafson look with Fox last night?
I think he's good, man. I think – but I just don't think that they – I just don't think that they pair well because they're just too similar of players.
Yeah.
Not – you know what I mean. Offensive.
No, I get it. You're comparing Gus to Fox and you're comparing Lindgren to Fox.
Guys, I'm everybody's, so tired.
Everybody's
I'm
out so of Fox. Tired.
All right, yeah. Let's go into fan questions, though.
It's also kind of crazy we got Ryan Lindgren as part of the Nash trade and he, like, didn't play a game for them. It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
like a whole year in Boston.
No, he didn't, dude.
Dude, he played like the Stanley Cup final. I think
I don't think he played in the final, but like he played.
Wait, I'm looking.
Didn't he get hurt? No. There's no way. There's no way, dude. There's no way. I'm telling you.
No, my favorite thing.
10 games for them, dude. You're so wrong. I think he played like 10 games. Yeah, you're crazy.
I'm looking right now. I don't think he played a lot. That's
you're crazy, bro.
Rich Nash played. Oh, you're right. He played 11 games.
Yeah, suck it.
Shit.
Yeah,
but
he literally started the season and got hurt and then retired.
He was traded halfway through 17-18.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I don't care about the whole Rick Nash thing. I care more about the fact that that Brad Marchand said Ryan Lindgren would be like a nobody in the league.
Oh yeah, that is a good line.
Yeah, that was crazy. Fucking
rad.
All right, let's rip some fan questions. You guys ready?
Yeah.
First one, our boy Jackknife82. If Othman keeps tearing it up in Hartford and forces a call-up, who gets scratched from the lineup? It's got to be Vizi or Pitlick, I'd imagine, no?
Yeah, I would think so.
And they drop Cooley down to the fourth line probably and have Othman on the third line?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I would think.
It's so cool it's funny I say cool. I love that Will Cooley's just like the Ranger now. Like, I don't think he's going anywhere.
You want to hear something embarrassing?
What?
I went up to Cooley in the locker room after morning skate in Buffalo. And I was like, you know, I don't know, like, you know, I knew Cooley had played for the Rangers before, but like, I didn't register it, I guess. And I went up to him. I was like, you going no bucket warm up and taking the fine or what? And he goes, I played a game before. Do your research. Like, as a joke, like, he was laughing. But I was like, oh shit. Like, my bad. But, you know, I was like, more so saying congrats and like making the team, opening night lineup, you know?
Yeah. He hates you, bro.
Johnny, I know like this is obviously a joke, but it's kind of not like, do you think the other reporters like hate that you're like the funny guy in the locker room? Like, you always ask like the funny questions.
I don't always ask the funny ones,
but like, yeah. You know,
do you think Larry Brooks like hates you?
For sure, dude, 100%. Larry's not a Johnny fan. Like, 100. If there was one reporter who I'm like, he's like this fucking kid again. It's, I don't know.
Like, whenever Johnny asked a question, like when Johnny wished Lof happy birthday, Larry. Like,
yeah,
it's a great game from you tonight. But I'm curious to know if the guys got you anything cool for your birthday.
Just a birthday cake yesterday.
Happy belated, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that one. All right. Well, the Lafreniere one. He looked really happy that I asked that.
Well, time out. I love what you do. I think that you're way better than like what the other, like the old guard does. But what I'm just saying, I just think it's funny.
I think you and Larry have very, very similar styles, similar to Fox and Lindgren, like very, very similar.
I actually did walk up to Larry and say that I loved his Lafreniere piece. I think he appreciated that.
Yeah, no, I no. At the end of the day, I think no.
As he walked away, he went fucking asshole.
Yeah. I love the questions you ask. I think it like relates to like how people actually think versus like the old guard like standardized questions. Yeah. Well, but at the same time, I just think it's funny. Like I could just imagine like the old guys like just shaking their head when John is asking questions.
Yeah. Well, let me give you my thought process behind it. So there's going to be a moment, you know, later in the year where. You know, let's say the Rangers lose 3 in a row, 5 in a row, whatever. The questions are going to get tough. You want to build that like human to human rapport with these guys where like
100%.
Not everything has to be hockey, right? So like Lafreniere was getting bombarded, you know, all of preseason. Obviously, everyone wants to talk to him after he scores the opening goal of the season and everyone wants to ask him how he felt, you know, how great it is to shut up the haters and all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? This fucking kid's birthday was yesterday. He's a human being. Like, no one's going to ask him like what they did for his birthday. Like, it's just a good group of guy thing to talk about, you know? So
100%. Yeah. I think it's great. I think it's great what you ask. I just thought it'd be funny.
I still don't know. Like, you know, obviously I'm friendly with Vince, Molly, Arthur, you know, Colin, Larry and I, like we have like a little bit of a rapport. I don't like hang out that much, but you know, at Morning Skate, like I didn't sit with them. I kind of sat by myself. Like I just like, you know, I kind of go about it my own way. I want to cover it the way that I see it, which like I think is a little bit different.
The way you cover it.
Thank you.
You're my guy.
So you're chirping me or you commenting me? I don't know.
No. I'm just going back. Like, I just think it's funny. Like, just like I don't want to see Lafreniere's face when he asks the question. I want to see Larry Brooks's face.
Honestly, that's a funny thing. We can do that. We can try. I'll you know what? should we get them on here on the should I get them on the podcast and just ask them if I pissed them off?
Yes.
Well, dude, 100%. you there's one reporter you just like left out. I'm just think about who it was, but you just named
so Molly, five. Vince, Arthur, Colin, Larry.
Yeah.
Who do you leave out?
Who do I leave out?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd tell me.
Oh, well, Matty Mugno is my partner at the Hockey News. He's new. Did I leave someone out? No.
No.
No, this bit sucks, Cody.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
Suck, dude.
Let's go to the next one.
I actually think my bathroom's a 10-foot pool. I'm gonna go check.
Okay. Should I ask the next question or no?
Yeah. Oh wait, dude, Avery doesn't know how to swim.
No, it's not that bad. We're good.
What? Avery, your jokes are so bad, dude.
He literally does not know. You think I'm joking? I'm being dead serious.
I actually do kind of remember Avery saying that.
I'm literally being dead serious.
I know how to swim. All right, let's go. Okay.
All right, next one, Rami Lobby. What tangible changes, if any, have you seen on the ice in the new lobby let system so far?
I mean, 1-2-1. 1-3-1. 1-3-1.
Yeah. It's really just, you know, if you watch, especially like Fox and Miller, you notice it. Like they're up on the red line. Like when the opposition's breaking out the puck, like their gaps are a little bit stronger. And you see them kind of anticipating that breakout pass, stepping up a little bit more, being more active at the offensive blue line. And they're trying to create turnovers and cause turnovers where they can counterattack and create offense. Like, you know, instead of taking it back, setting up a neutral zone breakout, they're going. Like Rangers pick off the pass, they're going north. They're going straight. They're trying to create offense. And that was something that was super noticeable against Buffalo. Obviously, you know, we said it a million times, I can't attest to the game against Columbus, but right off the bat, you can just sense like they're not playing at a slower pace. Like they're really trying to take defense and turn it into offense, like right off the bat, right away.
I also love the trap defense. I love it. I think, you know, we've seen teams in the past do it to the Rangers and absolutely suffocate them. And I've always wondered why we've never really done that. And, you know, I think it's something that could potentially go a long way for this team and the defense as a whole. And the offensive players playing D as well. You know, and I'm curious to see what a season under Laviolette would look like in this trap D, you know, because there's been a lot of times in the past and a lot of seasons where we've played very loosey-goosey in terms of D, and, you know, we let up breakaways and things like that. So I'm curious to see if it really reduces that aspect of the game for us.
Yeah, I think the trap defense is great. I think that it's one of those things where it's going to win you a lot more games than it's going to lose you.
Well, they're not You're really doing the trap like the full game.
It's protecting
a lead, you know?
Yeah. Right, 100%.
But that's what the Islanders did when they made the ECF. Killed everybody until they obviously lost in the conference finals. But I remember that year they were 4-0 against us, and they would get a one goal lead and then suffocate us the whole game and we could score.
Yeah, and I think that what Chris Drury did in the offseason, it just feeds into the ability to have that depth versus, like, the Rangers have been very top-heavy for years, and I think that they finally have this rotation going where they can bring guys in the fourth line, third line. We talked about this all offseason, but it's starting to show. And even though they lost the other night, I still think that they played an okay game. Like, I don't think it was one to really – I mean, the score was obviously – you know, I don't think the score is indicative of how they actually played. Johnny, you didn't see it, but it was fine.
Next Let's one. Keep it rolling. Famous Tiz, would someone like Harper be a better choice than Jones?
No.
Next question.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Love you though. Sorry.
Tim Barrett 7. Who gets to ask Lobby the first question for after game press conferences? Elders first.
Yeah. Counting Lazarus in the Hockey News.
No, it's simply like Larry or Dan Rosen or Vince that kind of get it going. Molly does sometimes too. But also it depends on like everyone but me, basically.
I see Johnny has the itch to just wants to ask the question so bad and just has to bite his tongue.
Johnny's like this.
Yeah, no, I always wait till like at least third. But
you should
like,
just go first. Go first. Well, like tomorrow, I've really noticed whenever you're there, just go first. Just jump in.
You've started sounding a little bit more confident in your questions. And I remember you're welcome. This is But I remember the first couple games you were very quiet. Last season and you know you would start the question and tail off a little bit as you were finishing it, and now I'm noticing you're sounding more confident, so a little not to toot your horn because you're already big-headed, but kudos to you.
Blue Crew, we're gonna have a new Blue Crew segment. It's gonna be critiquing Johnny's questions, so Cody and I are gonna text throughout the week, like when we see you post the clips, we're gonna text and we're gonna take notes and we're gonna give you feedback.
I could use the criticism. I'm all for it. Yep. But yeah, I never ask the first question and I don't plan on it, at least for now, but it's people ask me like, you know, do they call on you to talk?
What people
work? Like my friends that like, don't know how it operates.
Questioning every single thing Johnny says today.
My friend asked me last week, like, do they call on you to ask a question? Like, how do you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you really just like have to step on toes and like chime in. It's like kind of, you don't like raise your hand.
Yeah, they have to. Do they have to like point to you and you're like, "Yo, you idiot."
It's hard. It's tough.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, O'Neill's Maspeth. I don't know how to pronounce
Maspeth.
That.
Maspeth.
Sure. Who would your favorite hockey player to have on the pod be?
Like White Whale.
I guess. Yeah.
That's a great question. So
I think Revo would be sick.
Okay, that's. Whatever.
Personality, like not.
I mean, of all time, that would be your guy. That would
Wayne Gretzky.
No,
a guy that could like shoot the shit with us, hang out. Like,
I was gonna say Mess because Mess has a big personality and he's the fucking man. But yeah, we can go with Revo. All right. Or you know who'd be sick? Yager would be. Dude, he would be unreal. But he'd be like calling us from like a Czechoslovakian prison or something, and just
what?
Dude, fucking Yager, dude, that guy. Dude, you've never heard of his like partying stories, dude.
He's not in prison.
Okay, it was a joke, but okay.
Go for it. The obvious answer is Henrik. So you guys.
Oh, true. Yeah, shit.
You know,
obvious. Yeah.
I believe it or not, think that Mess would probably be a better interview than Hank.
No
I
way.
Couldn't disagree more.
Did you just watch Henrik on Jimmy Fallon? Yeah. He was awesome.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. He's the best. I just think you know, there's a lot of questions you can. I think. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I think there's certain questions you could probably ask Hank, and he would have to skirt around it, where I don't think Mess would.
I don't think Hank would anymore.
You don't think so?
Hank I think if you said that about Hank 4 years ago, yes, but now he's like in media. He's NHL and TNT. Like he's
all right.
He gets it now, I think.
Okay.
He's like another like White Whale Ranger. Like
it has to be a Ranger.
McDonough.
I'm just thinking McDonough, you think?
McDonough was, I mean, I wore 27 my entire life because of McDonough. That would be like a dream.
But McDonough's not on like the Hank Mess level.
I think, but he was on those teams, the captain of those teams.
Yeah.
Not Messier, but obviously Hank.
Yeah. Hank, I think Drury would be a cool one too.
Drury's won
everything, like played for the Rangers, was a Ranger
dude,
fan.
Gradzy would be sick.
Yeah, it'd be cool too. All right, Gradzy now we're just like naming people.
Right. Yeah, we're just naming people, but Cali would be a great one. I know he's like in media now. I think it'd be a really good one because he was an awesome captain.
Yeah,
he doesn't respond to Johnny.
He has not responded once.
We'll get right,
next Next one, Willie White 17. I'm not even upset about the Columbus loss. Played well, got unlucky. How do you bounce back?
I think you just play better defense and burn the tape.
Well, coming home is huge too, right? Like the Rangers are going to have two home games this week, back to, or not back to back, but yeah. Monday, Thursday, and having the home crowd behind them is going to be huge. Also, like, you know, starting off on the road.
I mean, dude.
What?
Sorry, but they outshot them 42-21. I mean, it was like they had so many chances last night. Not all of them were grade A. They had a good amount of grade B chances that would go in on, you know, a couple times. They just got unlucky. I think. What are you gonna say, Eve?
No, I was just gonna say it might sound stupid, but I just think they should just play the same way. If they just keep playing the same way, they'll win a lot more games than they'll lose. I genuinely believe that.
Yeah.
The game's a lot about puck luck, and like they got screwed on two offsides calls. Obviously, yeah. It's the rule.
That was horrible.
Remember our puck luck conversations last year, like how the Rangers just couldn't fucking find a way to score.
Yeah, they're speaking of puck luck. They didn't have a lot on the power play last year. Their power play looks good this year. Like they're starting Mikko, where he like kind of sits as the umbrella and then he shadows over. Whereas like last year he was just there.
Mm-hmm. He stood still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
Okay, next.
Mike D92. Who scores the first goal on the home opener night? Also,
I'm gonna go outside the box.
It was fucking awesome that Lafreniere scored the first goal.
Yeah.
Sick.
So sick. That couldn't have gone any better.
Yep. I thought he had an assist on that Panarin goal too.
Dude,
he lifted the stick, but he never like touched the puck, so it was technically unassisted, but he made the play happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Phantom assist for sure.
I'm gonna go with Kako.
I like that pick.
I like that pick a lot. No. It's going to be Keandre Miller.
Okay, I like that pick too.
Keandre for the season opener. That was my pick.
I think the Kako goal is he's going to be fighting in their D zone for the puck and just body somebody out of the way and tap it in. It's going to be sick.
I can see him like pop off the wall and just rip one short side.
Yeah, and maybe I'll have two goals. We don't know.
I'm going to say Blake Wheeler. And
I would love that.
That'd be cool.
I thought he was like okay in Buffalo. I didn't watch. You know, so I keep saying I didn't watch, but whatever. Trocheck, Wheeler, and Cooley, like, you know, they're a banging body kind of line. I could see them getting like an ugly rebound goal to start things off. Like,
yeah, they're just that line's gonna grind down teams. Like when they get mismatched on the road against like number first lines, like they're gonna be able to skate with them because Trocheck's fast, Wheeler's a big body, Cooley bangs bodies. Like if they're as long as they just don't get pinched in the zone, like they'll be really good for us.
Mm-hmm. You know who else is going to be really good for us? Brendan Othman. I can't wait till he comes up because he's dominating.
He will.
All right, next one from our boy NRD. When's NRD coming back on the show?
Dude, my eye is actually twitching right now. I'm so tired. Like, okay.
We're almost done. Don't worry. We're almost done.
No, I'm just saying it's weird.
NRD, love you, bud. Whenever you want, you can come on the show. And
NRD's the man.
Talk to
NRD.
Good guy.
I met the real NRD.
So yeah, we've seen his face.
Yep. I know his name. Yeah. Won't reveal. All right. Next one. This is for me. Walcott 29. You work with Penner. Yes. Josh Penn was my equipment manager at UMass. And whenever I go back, we get to hang out after games and stuff. Love Penner. Great guy. So shout out to Penner and to Walcott 29. And then the last one, Sirico 19. Kako on PP1 in place of Trocheck or nah? Because of faceoffs.
Yo, honestly, I kind of like that. I get it that we need Trell on there because of faceoffs, but
Mika,
I think
could take him.
Yeah, I think that's a little overrated when it comes to power play, and you already have an elite center.
Definitely not overrated because winning the faceoff on the power play is
no. But I'm saying when you already have an elite center on PP1, I don't think you really need a second one.
Vinny's really good at faceoffs.
Yeah,
no, don't get me. Yeah,
really good.
Yeah. Also, we dominated Columbus on faceoffs, like. Dominated.
I saw a stat there. It was like the Rangers like had their best faceoff percentage in a game since like 2019.
Dude, it was like 72-28. It was like literally, it was domination.
All right, now I have a personal question for Avery Zaretsky.
Oh boy,
are you
single? This is your first home opener that you won't be at.
I know.
What are you doing for the game though?
Tonight? I'm watching with AJ.
You are.
Alex's chopped liver. He's just a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck Alex.
Are you gonna have like a new kind of game day tradition or something in Florida? Like, I feel like
we're gonna try to figure something out. I mean, it's so weird. It's so weird that AJ and Alex and we're talking about it. We're like,
bro, Avery's so tired. He's just talking. He's literally just talking circles about himself. He doesn't even know what he's trying to say. Dude,
so long. We've known each other 6-7 years, and we had never met until I actually like got down to Miami. So I haven't even met Alex yet.
Alex isn't real, bro. Alex isn't real. He hides in the metaverse.
Well, the thing is,
you just met them last week.
I just met them last week.
They introduced us.
I know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, they're the best though.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how I know them?
No.
I ran a New York Rangers memes page on Facebook when I was in middle school with this kid Reed who invested in Blue York.
Yeah, we know Reed.
You know Reed. They invested in Blue York together. Yeah. He introduced me to AJ and Alex.
That's so funny.
And I've never met them until now. I saw them at Alex.
Do you know Reed in person? Like
I've known Reed a long time.
Yeah.
Dude, that page was sick. The New York Rangers memes page had maybe 16,000 members in it.
What was
we
it called?
We put some sick New York Rangers memes. Let me see if I can.
Memes were a thing when we were in middle school?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, Avery's way younger, dude. So
Reed's the boy. Reed never made sense to me though. He was like my age, and he's living the life.
He's wild. And
I want to find New York Rangers memes.
So okay, Johnny wants this. No, you. I saw your face.
I want to follow it.
Okay. Here it is.
I'll go on
15,000 followers.
Dude, that's sick.
When's the last time you posted a meme?
2016,
probably.
You should post one right now, dude.
Yeah.
No, a lot of it. It was 2020, dude. But it's. I think AJ just started posting all of the, all of his shit on here.
Yeah.
Because it had 15,000.
Before we wrap up, we're gonna be doing 2 episodes a week starting this week. So we'll figure out whether we're gonna do Thursday or Friday this week because the Rangers play Thursday night. Also,
yeah.
We'll talk about that throughout the week, the three of us. But give me your predictions for the home opener, final score. And we all set our first goal scorer, but yeah, give me final score.
4-2 Rangers, Zibanejad, game winning goal.
I like 3-1 Rangers, and I think Kreider power play goal is going to be the GWG.
I think 4-0 Rangers.
Oh, beast.
And I think Wheeler scores the first goal, and I'll also say that Lafreniere scores a goal too.
I would love that. I would love that.
Yo, we should do Blue Crew hats. That'd be fire.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to AJ and them. I know people. Our logo's sick. Like, I want to put it on some stuff. So,
yeah,
I'm going to talk to them. It's actually crazy that I'm their neighbor now. And
yeah,
bro, just figure it out. It's gonna be a good time. Figure it out. Yeah. And let us know.
God, I'm sorry. Podcasting was so bad by me today.
You're good. You're good. But before you make it any worse, let's just wrap it up. So, Cody.
Yeah, people don't want to hear this shit.
Send it off.
LFGR, baby.